弟兄姊妹，请把圣经放到马太福音十三章。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 13.
十三章第四十四节到第四十六节。
We will look at verse 44 to 46.
我想我们一起来念这三节经文。
Let's read the scripture together.
马太福音第十三章四十四节，请。天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖了一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。好，我们圣经念到这里，现在我们低头说祷告。天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your precious scripture.
也谢谢你赐下圣灵在我们心中。
And thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts.
因着圣灵在我们心中的工作，我们能够认出你话语中的真理。
Because of His word, we can realize the truth in your words.
也因着你圣灵赐给我们的力量，我们能够遵循你的话语，做讨你喜悦的事。
And because of the strength from the Holy Spirit, we can do your will and do things that please you.
将荣耀归给你。
And you be glorified.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我今天讲到的题目是看重天国。
The title for my sermon today is prioritizing the heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
我们进入马太福音十三章以后，我们就看到主耶稣用八个比喻来讲天国的事。
When we are reading the Gospel of Matthew.We see that Jesus explains his truth in many parables, and we recently looked at eight parables.
这八个比喻之间有密切的关系。
They are interrelated to each other.
虽然我们今天讲的是第五、第六两个比喻。
Even though we are only looking at parable number five and number six today.
但是为了对比喻有更深的理解，我们需要回忆一下。马太福音十三章这八个比喻之间的关系。
In order to have a deeper understanding of the parables we will study today, we will briefly review the parables previously.
在我们进入马太福音十三章的时候，我们就说过，主耶稣用比喻能够将天国福音完全的启示出来。
When we entered Matthew chapter 13, Jesus said that.He could use parables to explain to us what kingdom of heaven is.
这是我们世人做不到的。
This is something that we are not able to do.
所以我们现在来看一下这八个比喻之间的彼此关系。
So now we'll look at the connections of the eight parables.
可以更深的理解主耶稣这八个比喻。
In order to have a better understanding of Jesus' way of using parables.
主耶稣的八个比喻分成四组。
We can put them into four groups.
每一组都有一个主题。
And every group has a theme.
第一组我们已经讲过了，撒种的比喻和稗子的比喻。
The first group is about the parable of sower and weeds.
在这一组比喻中，主耶稣教导我们，我们需要认识自己的属灵状况。
In this group, we learn that we need to have spiritual discernment.
我们自己属灵生命是路旁的，还是土浅石头地的，或者是荆棘地的？
We need to recognize whether our spiritual conditions is like the ground or the rock is like the path or the rocky ground.
如果我们属灵生命是这三种情况，那么我们是与天国福音无分的人。
If our spiritual conditions are like the first three types of ground.And we do not have a portion of the kingdom of heaven.
另外一种是属好土地的。
And the other kind is called good soil.
属好土地的人是与天国有份的一群人。
The one who belongs to the good soil has a portion from the kingdom of heaven.
我们在比喻中也看到，这群人有基石30倍、60倍、100倍的分别。
And we saw that some of them have produced fruit of 30-fold, or 60-fold, or 100-fold.
我们在讲撒种比喻的时候，我们说过，产生这种区别的原因是基督徒也会被世上的事所缠累。
We were explaining the parable of the seeds and the weeds. We realized that Christians can be bound by things in this world.
当我们被世上的事缠累的时候，表明我们心中仍然有荆棘。
We are under the captivity of things in this world. It shows that there are thorns in our heart.
我们也会被自己信主之前那些不合乎圣经的观念所缠累。
It's also possible that the views we had in our own self, they have a great influence on us.
我们被这些东西缠累，是因为我们没有除尽心中的石头。
If we're bound by those things, it means that the stones in our heart have not been taken away.
所以，当我们思想自己属灵状况的时候，我们就会发现，我们心中还是有那么一点荆棘，还有那么许多的石头。
So when we are reflecting on the spiritual conditions of ourselves, we might realize that there are still thorns and stones in our hearts.
我们就要去掉荆棘，就要捡取生命中的石头。
So we need to cut the thorns and take away the stones.
所以说，唯有这样认识自己的生命，我们的生命才会长大。
So only when we have some discernment of our spiritual conditions can we grow.
在稗子的比喻中也告诉我们，对属灵的事要有判片辨别。
Also, in the parable of the weeds, there's also emphasis on spiritual discernment.
我们要分别麦子和稗子。
We need to discern the weeds and the weeds.
只有对麦子和稗子进行分别的时候，我们才能够看到别人的属灵状况。
Only when we are making such discernment can we know other people's spiritual conditions.
只有正确的辨别别人的生命中的属灵状况，才能够有效的在属灵上帮助扶持别人。
And if we are doing that, we will be effectively helping other people.
如果你不知道别人属灵难处在哪里，你就会无的放矢。
If we don't know their spiritual difficulties, then we don't know where to start.
就会出现空空的八股式的属灵教导。
And we might lecture them in a very mechanical way.
那样的教导对别人是不会有实质性的帮助。
That is not helpful.
所以说我们要辨别，为了是帮助别人。
So in order to help others, we need to make spiritual discernment.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
辨别是为了帮助别人，不是为了论断别人。
Discern to help instead of discerning to judge others.
基督徒教友或者基督徒要加入教会，都需要有属灵的辨别。
No matter Christians are making friends with each other or joining a church.
这一点很清楚的。
We all need to make spiritual discernment.
因为我们称为基督徒，所以我们的选择都不应该从自己的喜好出发。
Because we are called Christians, we should not make choices according to our own favors.
我们称为基督徒，我们的选择就要从圣经真理出发。
We need to make choices according to the truth of the Bible.
用真理来辨别，指导我们的选择、生活与服事。
To let the truth to guide our choices in our life and ministry.
这样我们才能够讨上帝的喜悦，也只有这样我们能够荣耀上帝。
Only when we are doing this can we please the Lord and glorify Him.
不过我们的确要有正确的辨别动机。
However, we must have a right motive for making spiritual discernment.
就是说，动机就是我们的出发点。
Why do we want to do this?
我们辨别的出发点是为了使自己的生命得到成长。
This is our motive. We want to grow spiritually.
我们的出发点是为对弟兄姊妹的灵命有真正的帮助和扶持。
And we want to help others genuinely in their spiritual growth.
比喻的第三第四个比喻是上次我讲到讲的芥菜中的比喻和面酵的比喻。
The fourth parable is about the leaven and the mustard seed.
主耶稣在这两个比喻中告诉我们天国是以两种方式扩展的。
And Jesus told us in those parables that the kingdom of heaven expands in two ways.
第一种扩展的方式是天国的新生命会像一颗芥菜种看似很小然后它会长成大树。
Firstly, the life of the kingdom of heaven expands like a mustard seed to a tree.
第二种扩展的方法是天国的新生命会像面酵菌一样不断地产生新的生命。
And the other way of expanding is that it is like the leaven in the bread. It keeps multiplying.
主耶稣用这两个比喻告诉他的门徒天国一定会扩展。
And Jesus told his disciples through these parables that the kingdom of heaven will expand.
让门徒们看到天国的发展扩展就能够兼顾他们在福音中的信心。
So that the disciples will see the development of the kingdom of heaven and their faith will be strengthened.
天国的扩展使我们基督徒成为有盼望的人。
It is the expansion of the kingdom of heaven that makes us Christians to have hope.
我们今天要讲的两个比喻，长薄的比喻和行珠的比喻。
Today we are going to explain two parables. One of them is about the hidden treasure, and the other one is the pearl of great value.
主耶稣在这两个比喻中教训我们，认识天国的人应该有的行为。
Jesus taught us how Christians, how people who know the kingdom of heaven should behave.
最后两个比喻是撒网的比喻和新旧裤裆的比喻。
The last two parables is about the net and the old and new cloth.
主耶稣最后那两个比喻是讲到有关最后末世审判的事情。
The last two parables are the judgment on the last days.
下次讲到我会讲这两个比喻。
In the next sermon, I'll talk about those two parables.
所以今天我们先讲船舶的比喻和寻珠的比喻。
So today we'll talk about the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great value.
所以现在我和大家分享船舶的比喻和寻珠的比喻。
This is what I'm going to talk about now.
要解释今天的这两个比喻，就有必要做一个说明。
In order to help us understand two parables, I need to make some explanation first.
首先我们要知道每一段经文只是启示真理的某一部分。
First of all, every passage of scripture reveals the truth partially.
没有一段经文能够启示全部的福音真理。
There's no scripture passage that can teach us all truth.
如果有那样一段经文的话就不需要这一本圣经了。
If there is a passage like that, then we don't need a whole Bible.
所以我们要以整本圣经来看福音真理。
So we need to look at the gospel through the perspective of the whole scripture.
今天的两个比喻是指一个被上帝拣选和恩召的人他应该会有的行为。
The two parables I'm going to talk about today are about the behaviors of the chosen ones.
我们看比喻，不要把比喻理解成世人也会有这样的行为。
Let's look at the parables, but not think about those as behaviors the people in the world will have.
因为你就看这三节经文，你可以认为世人也会有这样的行为。
Because if you're only looking at these three verses, you might think that, then other people in the world do the same thing.
但是如果我们这样理解，就和整本圣经中其他经文相违背了。
However, if we're thinking in this way, then we're not following the perspective of the whole Bible.
圣经在马太福音三章说，
In Matthew chapter 3,
没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
In Romans 3:10-12, as it is written,None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. all have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
所以说这两节经文讲寻求天国宝藏的人，他一定是已经被圣灵光照之后的人的行为。
So in these two verses, when people are seeking a hidden treasure, they're the ones who have already been chosen by God and have been given the Spirit.
只有人被圣灵光照以后，才有这样的行为和醒悟。
Only when people have been illuminated by the Holy Spirit can they understand things in such ways.
所以说我们从整本圣经来看，有这样行为的人一定首先始于圣灵的工作。
So, when we are looking at the behaviors of these people, we should know that they have already been chosen by God and been illuminated by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要清楚知道，我们要在这个前提下来看这两个比喻。
This is the prerequisite we should have when we look at these two parables.
当我们在这个前提下看这两个比喻的时候，我们就看能看到一个被圣灵恩召的人他应尽的责任。
And we can see someone, and we can see what responsibilities we should have as people who have been given the Holy Spirit.
这个责任也是基督徒应该尽的责任。
These are responsibilities of Christians.
唯有一个人知道自己在世上活着的责任的时候，基督徒才能够过一个荣耀上帝的生活。
Only when we know the responsibilities we have, when we are living in this world, can we know how to glorify the Lord.
如果一个基督徒不知道自己在世上有上帝给他的使命和责任的话，他无法活出上帝要他活出的生活来。
If we don't know the responsibilities given by the Lord, then there's no way that we will glorify Him.
我们也同时看到这两个比喻有非常相似。
We also see there's similarities between these two parables.
藏宝的比喻将天国比喻宝贝藏在地里。
The parable of the hidden treasure compares the kingdom of heaven to the hidden treasure.
而寻珠的比喻将天国比喻一个重价的珠子。
And the kingdom of heaven was compared as the pearl of great value.
不管是宝贝还是重价的珠子。
No matter it is hidden treasure or a pearl of great value.
不是每一个人都能够认出它的。
Not everyone can recognize them.
我们谁能够认出说这个珠子是重价的珠子？谁能够认出这个东西是宝贝
？Who among us can say that, oh, this is a hidden treasure or that is a pearl of great value?
唯有有这方面知识的人才能够认出来。
Only the ones who have related knowledge can they do such judgments.
天国更是这样。
And the kingdom of heaven is more so.
因为天国不是人凭着肉眼就能认出来的。
The kingdom of heaven cannot be recognized just by people's eyes.
唯有心灵的眼睛被圣灵开启以后，我们才能够认出天国来。
Only when our eyes have been opened by God.
这两个比喻启示认识天国的人应该有的行为和责任。
These two parables reveal to us what responsibilities we have as people of God.
比喻告诉我们，我们有两种方法来个认识天国。
The parables teach that there are two ways to know the kingdom of heaven.
或者说，我们有认识天国有两个途径。
Or other ways, there are two methods to know that.
藏宝的比喻说，宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。人遇见了，这是人认识天国的一个途径。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. A man finding the kingdom of heaven is a way to know it.
当然，这里人遇见了，这个遇见首先是圣灵能够让他认识天国，他才知道自己遇见了。
Finding means that.Finding the kingdom of heaven means that the Holy Spirit has enabled him to do so.
认识天国的另一个途径。
Another way.
就像圣经所说的，买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见了一颗重价的珠子。
The merchant finds a pearl of great value.
这里说买卖人寻找好珠子。
And here we see that a merchant is looking for such pearl.
他是在寻找。
And he's looking for.
当然我们知道寻找好珠子的买卖人应该是专门经营珠子买卖的。
Of course, someone who is seeking the pearl of great value is a merchant who does related business.
他在珠子堆里寻找那颗好的珠子。
He is seeking such pearl among many other pearls.
当他寻到一颗重价的珠子以后，表明他认识了天国的福音，认出了天国的福音。
When he finds the pearl he wants, then he realizes that it's the kingdom of heaven.
天国的福音就是一颗重价的好珠子。
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great value.
好到什么程度？
How good is it?
独一无二的好珠子。
It is unique. The only one.
只有一颗。
We only have one kind.
两种途径，一种是直接遇见。
There are two ways. One is that he finds.
另一种是寻找或遇见。
And the other one is that he seeks and he finds.
在我们世界上，或在我们世人看来，直接遇见的，一般都是发生在没有固定信仰的人身上。
In our world.The first method usually happens to people who does not have a constant religion.
有许多人他对信仰从来没有思考过。
There are many people who never thought about their, who never thought about faith or religion.
但是圣灵开启他，他知道有一个好的宝贝。
However, the Holy Spirit reveals to him, and he knows that there is treasure.
当他遇到这个好宝贝的时候，他就看为至宝，于是就把它藏起来。
When he finds such treasure, he values it and hides it and hid it.
寻找后遇见的，一般来说是这个人对信仰有过思考。
And the second one, the second way happens to people who have thought about faith or religion.
他想应该有个信仰。
He wants to have a religion.
当他想有信仰的时候，圣灵开启他，让他看到唯有耶稣基督这个信仰是真正的信仰。
When he wants to have a religion, Jesus opens his eyes and he knows that only the gospel of Christ is the real one.
所以说他在许许多多的那些信仰当中寻找那颗最好的珠子。
So among many religions, he wants to find the pearl of great value.
圣灵开启他，使他找到了这颗珠子。
It is the Holy Spirit who illuminates him and finds the pearl.
所以说，不管用哪一种方法来认识天国的福音。
So no matter which way we are to find the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
它的前提一定是先被圣灵所开启，有认识天国的能力。
This person must be revealed by the Holy Spirit first.That he can have an ability to know that this is the kingdom of heaven.
然后要尽上自己的本分。
And then he does his responsibilities.
当然，我讲这些不是这两个比喻的最重要部分。
What I talked about just now were not the most important parts of these two parables.
这两个比喻的最重要部分是下半部分。
The most important part is the second half.
藏宝的比喻说，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。
In the parable of the hidden treasure, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
寻主的比喻中也有相似的说法，就去变卖他一切所有的买了这颗珠子。
And in the second parable, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. It is a similar behavior.
所以不管以怎么样的途径认识天国的福音。
So no matter in which way you got to know the kingdom of heaven.
都会产生一个相同的结果。
There is a similar result being produced.
就是变卖一切要得到天国的福音。
Which is selling all that he has and buys that field.
这是一个被圣灵苏醒的人在认识天国之后会有的行为。
This is something that one who has been waken up by the Holy Spirit will do.
这就是主耶稣在这两个比喻中要教导我们的。
This is what Jesus wants to teach us through these two parables.
当我们学完这两个比喻之后，
After we learn these two,
我们就需要思想一下。
We need to think about something.
我们归信耶稣基督了，认识天国福音之后，
After we believed in Jesus and got to know the gospel of the kingdom of heaven,
是否像比喻中的人那样，为了得到福音而变卖一切？
Do we do as those two in a parables that we sell all we have in order to get the gospel?
所以我第三个和大家分享的问题是，我们要想一想我们今天的状况。
So the third point of my sermon is that we should reflect on our current conditions.
只要我们静心的思想一下。
When we quiet down ourselves and reflect on ourselves,
就会看到自己并没有为了天国的福音去变卖一切。
We will realize that we have not sold everything we have for the kingdom of heaven.
不但我们，你去思想今天的基督徒。
Not only us, but if you think about today's Christians.
今天成为基督徒的又有多少能够为天国的福音而变卖自己一切的？
How many of the people who claim to be Christians?Have sold everything they have to follow Jesus.
或者弟兄姊妹说没有看到。
Or maybe you will see that I never think about that.
但是这样的事在教会历史中却真正的发生过。
However, in the history of Christianity, such things have happened.
在教会历史中有许多圣徒，近前的圣徒就变卖自己的一切跟随耶稣。
There are many devout saints in history who have sold everything they had.
可见我们今天做不到，不是因为主耶稣比喻的命令太高了，高不可及。
So we can see that today we do not do it is not because the requirement is too difficult for us.
我们今天做不到，是因为后现代的今天以人为本的思想冲击了基督教。
We cannot do this today is because the human-oriented views have filled the world.
我们基督徒的信心被这以人为本的思想所败坏了。基督徒的信心不能够达到我们更看重天国的程度。我们更多的时候是看重世上的东西。当我们看重世上的东西的时候，我们不可能变卖一切来得天国的宝贝。这是当今基督徒的状况。
This is the current situation for today's Christians.
也是我们自己目前的状况。
And it is our situation.
今天我们借着耶稣基督的比喻，应该看清楚自己的属灵状况。
Today, through the parable of Jesus.We should realize our current situations.
如果我们看清了，知道了，我们还是有希望的。
If we can see that, we still have hope.
我们就可以努力奋起直追。
And we can work hard and pursue Jesus' gospel.
变卖世上的一切来跟随耶稣，得天国的宝贝。
So everything we have to follow Jesus in order to gain the treasure.
得天国。那颗唯一重价的好珠子。
The only one pearl of great value.
耶稣基督的比喻是对每一个跟随他的门徒说的话。
Jesus' parables are taught to his disciples.
我们没有任何理由和借口将这个标准降低。
We have no reason or excuses to lower the standards.
不要因为我们做不到，我们把标准降低了。
We cannot.Do that just because we cannot meet the standards.
一旦我们把主耶稣的标准降低了，我们就走上一条与天国无分的路。
If we lower the standards of Jesus, we start to walk on a path that has nothing to do with him.
然后变卖一切，世上的一切，不是一件容易的事情。
However, selling all that we have is hard to do.
今天在天主教里还有这样的人。
Today, in Catholicism.There are people who do that.
他们放上世上的一切，成为秀士，成为秀女。
They give up everything they have in the world and become monks and nuns.
不过据我知道，基督教里面没有修道院。
As far as I know, there's no monastery in Protestant Christianity.
所以在基督教的环境中，你变卖一切之后，或许都无法生存。
In today's world, maybe you sell all that you have and you cannot live.
是不是因为我们变卖一切，我们就无法生存，我们就不需要有一颗变卖一切的心智呢？
Does this mean that we should not have the mentality of selling all that we have just because it's hard for us to live if we do that?
如果真是这样，那么主耶稣的比喻中的教训就不合时施了。
If this is really so, then Jesus' parables cannot be done by people.
然而我们要知道，真理永远是真理。
Let's know that the truth will always be true.
真理如果无法以外在的形式实现出来，
If the truth cannot be done in an outward fashion,
真理就会以更高的形式实现出来。
Then it is implemented in a higher way.
它不能像天主教那样处事的方式实现出来。
If we cannot do what Jesus teaches us and parables as Catholics who go into the monastery.
处事的方法就像天主教那样，变卖一切进入修道院。
So all that they have becomes monks and nuns.
如果真理不能以这种的方式实现出来，那么真理就会以弱势的方式彰显它的大能。
If the truth cannot be done that way, it will be done in this world.
弱势的方式就是我们不离开这个世界，却要变卖一切。圣经要基督徒在世上做盐做光。
According to the Bible, Jesus commands us to be salt and light.
主耶稣在离世之前为门徒向天父祷告时说：“我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。”
Before Jesus left this world.Pray for his disciples. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one.
因此，弱势的变卖一切，更合乎上帝的心意。
So selling all that we have when we are still in this world,
也是圣经对信徒、对基督徒更高的要求。
It's what the Bible requires us to do, and it's closer to God's will.
基督徒活在世上。
When Christians are living in this world,
可以用正当的方法获得地上一切的财物。
We can gain treasures from this world in legitimate ways.
你有大房子，有好车子，都不是问题。
It's not a problem if you have houses or good cars.
然而你要为着天国的宝贝，要看自己所拥有的一切，就如什么也没有一样。
But for the sake of the kingdom of heaven,You should see them as nothing.
你有大房子，
If you have a big house,
就像没有一样。
It's like you have nothing.
你银行里有很多的钱存在那里，
If you have a lot of money in the bank,
就像没有一样。
It's like you have nothing.
基督徒可以读最有名的大学，
Christians can go to the most famous colleges.
你在这个大学里可以获得最高的学位，
And you can have the highest degree of this.In that school.
你可以在世上有很高的地位，
you can have very high social status as well.
享受很大的荣誉，
and enjoy the glory in this world.
然而为了天国的宝贝，可以变卖这一切。
However, for the treasure in the kingdom of heaven, you can sell all that.
你虽然有这一切，就像没有一样。
Even though you have all these things, it's like nothing.
出世的变卖一切，只需要某一段时间你有信心。
If you leave this world, if you sell all that you have and leave this world, it just requires a period of faith.
在你属灵生命高潮的时候，你有个信心把东西卖掉。
When you are doing very well in your spiritual life,
你就成就了。
You may feel like selling everything and you sell them and you accomplish this.
而入世的变卖一切。是你要守着一切，又如毫无所有一样。
However, when you are still in this world, Selling all that you have is like you have these things, but you consider them as nothing.
这需要人一生对天国有坚定的信心。
This requires a faith of a lifetime.
入世的变卖一切是基督徒里基督生命的彰显。
When you are selling all that, when you are still in this world, this is a presentation of life from Christ.
出世的变卖一切可以在意志层面完成。
However, if you leave this world, if you sell all that you have and leave this world, that can be done in outward fashion.
只要在某一段时间你下定决心就能够做到。
You can accomplish that just because a period of faith.
而入世的变卖一切必须在生命层面才能够做到。
However, you can only do the previous way, which is selling all that you're still in this world. Only when you have real faith.
你唯有天国里那样的生命，你才能够做到入世的变卖一切。
If you have real life from the kingdom of heaven, then you can sell all that you have, but still be in this world.
所以基督徒在世上活出天国的样式来是相当不容易的。
So it's very difficult for Christians to live like Christ in this world.
基督徒在这个悖逆的世界你要活出天国的样式来，因为你里面有天国那样的生命。
In such a rebellious world, and you want to live like Christ, you must have life from him.
所以弱势的变卖一切比出世的变卖一切更不容易。
It's more difficult to sell all that you have and still be in this world than selling all that you have but leave this world.
或许有人不这么认为。
Maybe some people don't think so.
有人或许认为出世的变卖一切才不容易。
I think it's more difficult to live in a life in a monastery.
因为一旦当你的把你的东西全变卖了，你再也不会拥有了。
Once you sell all that you have, then you will never have any of those.
而入世的变卖一切就比较容易。
But when you are in this world, it's easier.
因为我们可以用嘴变卖一切。
Because you can sell that with your mouth.
东西还全在我的手里握着。
But still, you still have all your possessions.
随时可以拿来回来。
And any time you can have them back.
所以说有人认为那容易，只要嘴说说我变卖一切了，完了东西还在手里，我想用了拿回来一点，你想用那个拿回来一点。
So some people think it's easier to be in this world and sell all that because he can just say it.
如果一个人这样认为，
but still have the possessions. If somebody really thinks so,
他根本没有变卖一切。
He does not sell anything.
真正若是变卖一切的人。
The one who really sells everything is still in this world.
虽然他有许多财富，
though he has a lot of possessions,
他有很高的年薪，
he has a high salary.
然而他的生活甚至比一般人更加简朴，
his life might be more frugal than ordinary people.
因为他虽然有这些，就像没有一样，
because he owns these things.But he sees them as nothing.
他不会轻易用这些东西。
He will not easily use these things.
然而他能够毫无吝啬地为天国摆上自己的钱财。
But he will freely give away because of the kingdom of heaven.
若是变卖一切的人，
When you are in this world and sell all that you have,
他的工作可能非常繁忙。
He might have a very busy life.
时间非常的紧张
a very tight schedule.
然而他一定首先瞒住敬拜上帝的时间。
First of all, you will want to spend time with God.
在敬拜上帝，在服侍上帝的这件事上，他永远不会缺席。
He will never be absent in the ministry of serving the Lord.
因为他看世上的东西全部是他的。
Because you never see anything.In the world,
唯有天国的事，天国的东西才是他的。
You only own portions in the kingdom of heaven.
出入世变卖一切的人，
When you are in this world and sell all that you have,
虽然他可能有很高的学位， 有博学的知识。
A lot of knowledge.
然而他从不引以为傲。
You will never be proud of this.
却能够将自己的学问和知识用于服侍上帝。
You will want to use your degree and knowledge to serve the Lord.
他是变卖一切的人。
This is someone who sells everything that he has.
他没有自己的财富。
He has no possession of his own.
没有自己的时间。
No time of his own.
没有自己的学问。
And no knowledge of his own.
一切都为了天国。
Everything is for the kingdom of God.
要得天国那颗重价珠子。
Because he wants to pursue and gain the pearl of great value and the kingdom of heaven.
这就是主耶稣在比喻中教训跟随他的门徒说的 教训。
This is what Jesus taught his disciples in these two parables.
因为圣灵赐给他们信心。
Because the Holy Spirit has given them faith.
他们认识天国。
They know the kingdom of God.
看重天国的荣耀。
And they pay the most attention to the glory of the kingdom.
他们就会有这样的行为表现。
That they do such things.
变卖世上一切所有的
selling everything they have,
要得到天国那颗唯一的重价珠子
to gain the unique pearl of heaven of great value.
天国就是属于有这样心智和生命的人
kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven belongs to these people who have such faith and mentality.
这样的人才是耶稣基督真正的门徒。
And these are real disciples of Jesus.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your precious words.
让我们虽然在世上活着
，Even we are living in this world.
但是让我们单单的仰望天国里。
You cause us to look at your kingdom only.
看重天国的事。
Prioritize your Prioritize your kingdom and your ministry.
为天国摆上自己一切所有的。
It causes us to give everything we have.
荣耀你的名。
May your name be glorified.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.